But this is how you will not worry about it. Not worrying about it is the manifestation of the work of the peace of God. The peace of God is not the state you are in. It's a spiritual force that God puts into you. It will manifest as peace, one of them. One of the things it manifests is as healing. One of the ways by which it manifests as prosperity, and I can prove it to you. Say, when you get there, say, peace be upon this of myself. There's a man of peace there. The man is a man of peace. Yet, peace will rest upon him. What does that tell you? What we are giving him is not what he had before. Do you follow my point? So, when you will not worry because the peace of God has come upon you. Do you follow my point? Now, how will it come? He said, when you identify the cause of worries, then with all prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, you take the matter to God. That's how we'll handle things of tomorrow. That's what I'm saying. You are in school. They bring a guest speaker to your campus. And he has spoken and discouraged you. You know, that's what happened to a lot of people who ran to different countries to go and suffer. Yeah, you know, that's what happened. A lot of people ran away. Hey, Jesus Christ. I remember this story I've told a number of times. Somebody who could pay for, they had this illegal arrangement. No, to go abroad now is easier. I hope you know. It's not hard. That's because nobody is going again. There was a time that I think was rock hard. I remember. There was this company in Lagos that used to do arranging. They will help you get visa. But to get that visa, you go learn at Atilogu dance. You didn't hear me? You didn't hear me? You will learn to dance. Go. You will learn it. Because, now, please get what I'm saying. I was a resident doctor. My salary in a month was like 10,000 naira. Yet, those guys were charging $500,000 per head on top of the fact that you had to learn Atilogu. It sounds like a joke, but God in heaven, who I'm preaching his word, knows I'm not joking. This was what really happened. It really, 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 really happened. To go, what they used to do is that they would plan like a cultural troop. And that's the trick they used to get all of you visas. They would not plan tours all over America. So you'll not be part of the cultural troop. So for you to be part of that cultural troop, No. They had one Big Brother camp. This is, I didn't read in a book. I know the people. I know the people. One of my friends was there working for them. He was one that came to give me the real gist. So people to join that group, to be able to go abroad, you will join the group. They will go and camp you like Big Brother Africa. Choreographers, you go dancing. You know why? Because they will not have a command, what they call command performance, and invite the staff of the American embassy. Nigerians are tough. Sicilians should have come to us to learn how to run a mafia. The American embassy will come. And you will be on the, oh God in heaven, on top of your $500,000. You'll be there entertaining on your women. Go. There were things I swore that God, even if I will die in poverty, kill me now with hunger. I won't do that one. Not the message I preached to you. You see, this, that's where they came from. I look and say, at low goodness, on top of my $500,000, because I want to go to America. I call you Lagbaja, go buy Jefakata. You know what it means? It's no go better for America. Lagbaja. See, wait. My $500,000. On top of that, after I go dance, who you want to give me visa? It sounds funny. But you know why I'm telling the story? There was one man there, he paid for three people. Oh, that's why I'm telling the whole story. When my friend told me, I couldn't believe it. Listen. Working as a resident doctor, I was earning 10,000 naira every month. One man, brought out 1.5 million bucks and was still willing to do Atilogu dance to go to America. $1.5 million. When a resident doctor was collecting 10K in a month, you had 1.5 million. Obviously, your father sinned, you have sinned also, and God is punishing your whole lineage. That's the only explanation. No, what other explanation can you give me? He did not steal the 1.5 million. I happen to know he was working in a company that paid him that well. My brother, I said, only Satan can blind a man like this. You know what I'm saying about this is? Why was he thinking like that? It's simple. June 12 crisis, he was there. Do you get my point? He saw the troubles in the country. And he went, obviously, to a church, in quotes now, that one is a bar, it's obviously not a church, all right? That's what I'm calling church. He went to a bar where the ministers, the preachers, his friends, as they are devouring Gouda and Star, and too much Gouda and too much Star opens the doors for evil spirits, you suddenly have an anointing to preach. If you don't believe, you go downstairs this night, after knock like six bottles, you go preach. Yes, it's called spirit. That's alcohol, it's not spirit. It's an inspiration. It inspirits you. You understand? It will endue you with power from the bottle. There's power from on high. There's one from the bottle. Both of them give you inspiration. It's what you now say that is the issue. When you are inspired with the spirit of Gouda and Star, you start prophesying doom, calamity, trouble. You know, in this country, things are bad. All of us are just going to die for nothing. If nothing is done, we're in trouble. The last week, you know, my friend's son went to school. A car just knocked him down. He died. And the doctors were there. They couldn't do anything. Foolish doctors. And on top of that, the police arrested the father. Foolish police. They said, "For what is it? They charge him for careless handling of children. This country is bad." The anointing goes down. It takes another bottle. It comes back again. I heard that the banks are collapsing. Oshoni Bank now has collapsed into what do you call it? Eco Bank. He didn't say they merged though. He used the word collapse. All of this you are there hearing. And the word is becoming flesh. You see what I'm saying? Is the fact that they were paying this guy so much didn't make sense anymore. He had heard so much ministration of Satan that when he wakes up in the morning, as he's about to come out of his house, fear grips his soul. You see what I'm saying? Fear grips him. He looks ahead. He sees two children hawking oranges on the road, and he sees the face of his own children. You see the face of his children under the fan. Why? Because the church he went yesterday night, the preacher who was inspired by those bottles was declaring to him the counsel of Satan. And the disturbance of the devil, which passes all understanding, has scattered his soul. Because the peace of God is what will have composed and guarded your soul, his own. The disturbance of the devil entered him. He can't make sound judgment anymore. If he gets to the office, he wants to leave the office, he tries to open the door of his car. It doesn't open, which used to happen to every 504 that was ever sold in this world. Did your father's 504 not have key problem? He interprets it as a problem of the country. Can you see? Even the car we are driving, the keys are not working. You see what I'm saying? Even the cars. He goes on the road, he sees 4Q. We are dead. It's the church he goes to. It's not just him. And he doesn't know. In the evening, he goes back to that same church. Another pastor ministers for the day. Under the same anointing. And that one, he doesn't know that it's Satan. He preaches the same gospel to the guy, the same bad news. Because another person has said it, not knowing it's the same inspiration, he believes it. It's true. Yesterday, of course, the person saying it doesn't believe it. He's just gisting. I wish you would understand. That's how men behave. They have to talk. And God has allowed the devil to give them those inspired bottles to help them. Open door for evil spirits. They just start talking. The man talking to you doesn't believe what he's saying. He's just ministering. Another one comes, says it. By the time they finish confusing me in that church he goes to, I come to one of my man, one of the guys who worked in my office those days. He said, St. Paul's Bottling Church. You know. I asked him, sir, which church do you go to? He said, which church do I go to? He said, I go to St. Paul's Bottling Cathedral. So the guy, they minister so much fear into him. That's why he will take 1.5 million naira. 1.5 million naira. When a resident doctor was earning 10,000 in a month, he will take 1.5 million to join an Atilogu group because he wants to go on a visiting visa to America, which means 6 months after he arrives there, he's an illegal immigrant. Should I end the story for you? He didn't get the visa. After all of that, did not get it. Let's not sit on him, I beg. Let's sit on what we would have done. If it was you or me that mistakenly found ourselves under the ministration of Satan like that, God is not worried. He knows you will come back home. He knows you will sit down. He knows you will kneel down beside that bed. He knows you will pray and say, Father, we have to talk. This is what I heard. And then the Holy Spirit will tell you, number one, don't go to that church anymore. You understand by church now? Yes, don't go there. The Holy Spirit will tell you simply. They are lying to you. Then these words that you heard somewhere else suddenly start coming. You will pick your Bible and then you start reading Psalm 34. Those things will suddenly have sense. Do you understand? It will make sense to you. And you will wake up and say, what is it after all? You see? And that picture starts building. Is it not the same country that this man is in? You start mentioning names. Are they not doing well? What has happened to them? You start mentioning. I beg, forget it, Joe. If God is with me, who can be against me? And you are saying this, you are not any 1.5 million naira to pay anybody. You don't even have a job yet. But so that's why it's called the peace of God that does what? Passes all understanding. What am I saying? That's how we tackle the problems of tomorrow. And I said, a day will come. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
You will look back and you suddenly start laughing. And the wife you have married then and will tell you, my husband, why are you laughing? Say, I just remembered 18 years ago, somebody tried to scare me. That the things I was afraid of, do you know I have over... That is, I forgot until now. I just remembered and realized that I have overcome all of them. I thought I would never have a job. Right now, how many people did I employ last week? They said, your wife will remind you 4. They said, oh no, I forgot to mention the driver. 5. Uh-huh. I've now given out 5 jobs in 1 week. And I thought I would never have a job. Then you start laughing. You start laughing. And let me guarantee you, you will laugh.
Amen. Amen.
Then was our mouth filled with laughter. There a prince explained something when he read that scripture. When I listened to one of his messages. He said, we didn't start laughing. Our mouths were filled with laughter. It wasn't a deliberate effort to laugh. It was that suddenly we couldn't stop laughing. Let me say it again. You will laugh.
Amen.
Let me end my message for today. Everything that has worried you. Maybe you see, your auntie, she's been married for 19 years, she didn't have a child. Your sister, your mother reminded you that it took her 11 years to conceive you. Are you getting my point? You never marry you, you're already afraid. You're already, that is, anytime you see on television, Alaji Water, I can make a woman conceive in 2 weeks. You take his phone number down. And you're not married though. On your wedding day, everybody is dancing. You go dance more, you go pause. It is in a style, no be style. It's as the fear comes, you know, you go see, somebody touched me, you know. fear touched me. Let me announce to you today. One day all your children will be running up and down.
Amen.
And you will remember and you will start laughing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will do contraception, it will fail. You didn't hear what I said?
Amen.
You will be so fertile. Eh? You will do contraception, it will fail. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Just so that God will confirm that He is the one that brought victory into your life. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, there are those who say, somebody say, this person went abroad. You would think and say, in my family, they know they fly. So people say, I'm afraid of flying. It's a lie. They don't have the money to buy the ticket. You know the day you will laugh? Either the day you hire your third pilot. Are you getting my point? Or the day they offer you a plane to buy, you just say, I don't need a personal one. Let's use it for commercial purposes. You will look back and you will laugh.
Amen.
I said you will laugh.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you know, you went for a few visas. It happened. You tried. But a day will come. It's as you are, that is, as you are arriving home, and everybody said, Daddy, welcome, welcome, welcome. You realize that in the last 3 weeks, you've been to 6 countries. And you're only back home because you are tired. And you remember the day you thought that people like you don't travel. And you will start laughing. And your children will say, Daddy, why are you laughing? And you won't even know how to explain. Because they thought travel is a normal way by which children spend holiday. I said, you will laugh. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's what God wants to do. He doesn't want fear. Because what fear does, anxiety, is to take us away from the path through which God will have done these things. That's what fear does. That's what anxiety does. So he said, don't have any fear, any anxiety. Don't fret about anything. If anything comes to your mind trying to stir up those things, he said, in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. I have thought about it in life. There is nothing that I ever imagined that God won't give to me. I don't know why people are flying into space. Otherwise, I would have told God to add me on the list. I don't know what I want to see. The picture is good enough for me. Let the astronauts go to the International Space Station, take the photo. I believe them. Otherwise, I would have said, God, meet me, I'm traveling. Pastor Banky went. I don't know. I put it on the list. Listen. I will even forget it. I tell my wife once in a while, I say, don't worry. Say, you and these children, when I'm kind all of you to go for holiday, I'm not even going to see any friends. I will tell my friend, rent a house next to yours because I'm coming with my whole family and anybody who happens to be with me that time. I will buy the ticket, fly there, rent the house, rent a car, sit down, and it's nothing new. There are things I don't believe God. You know, but I believe God. You understand what I'm saying? Let us pray. In the name of Jesus, every devil holding my dollar and my ticket, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, I rebuke you, I rebuke you. Holy Ghost, fire against you. Money, come. So that on holiday, God for be bad. There are things that we must drop. You know what I mean? You drop from the pocket. Say, how far? How much is the ticket for everybody? 2.8 million. Am I fine? Business class, first class, or which one? I said, that's economist. I go slap him. All right? Who better tickets? Okay, everything 3.2. Okay. Just give the person a check. Did I hear a name? It didn't happen. I used to tell my wife those days. I said, you're not going anywhere until I can count money. You are going abroad, take this £1,000, spend it. I don't go somewhere and say, hey, you know, I came from Nigeria. Poverty mentality. No. There's nowhere. Look, from my house, either the time I traveled or my wife that's always going here, going there, there's nowhere she goes, she doesn't spend money. Beg anybody for money for what? Last time she traveled, she said she brought a lot of things for her sister. Sister and I said, how much? She looked at her and said, how much for what? Like, what do you mean, how much? It's a gift. I bought you presents from Nigeria, from the beautiful land that flows with milk and honey. My sister said, don't be angry. another relative that's her husband's relative that comes there, if you bring you people in Domi, you go convert them to pounds, and I go pay. So that's why I'm asking you, how much? And I say, how much for what? I'm coming to your house, I'm staying there free of charge, eating free. Which one? I bring something from you from Nigeria. I still, my wife, it's a poverty mentality. And I'm telling you, don't go abroad and go. If you don't have money to pay, don't go in your cousin's house. Stay and say, you know, say, you go chopping food. He's buying that food, though. You think in America they give out food free of charge? Anyway, it's not your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Your portion is that when you arrive, you take the children out, you blow £100 on them. Next time you are coming, they say, uncle is coming. Amen. They'll be praying. Father, this Christmas that is coming, let us have our uncle from Nigeria. let him come again. Let him come again. Because you know when you are leaving, this is how you deep hand pocket. £20, £20, £20. Uh-huh. Okay, you're a big boy, take 100. All of them go, they jog, say, Baba. I said, that will be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The things that will have been fear for you, you ask God about them, God will turn those things inside out, and one day you will look back, and laughter will fill your mouth, literally, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because our time has gone, let's just give the Lord and say, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the power of your word. We thank you for the power of your word. Say, Lord, thy will be done in my life. You know what that means now. We're not just talking blankets or anything. No. We are speaking specifics now. Say, Lord, thy will be done in my life in the name of Jesus. I reject fear. I present my troubles to you. My future I put in your hands. I am careful about nothing. But in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, I make my request known unto you. I receive the peace of God. It passes all understanding. I receive the peace of God. That is, even when I have not physically received something outward, I'm already rejoicing like I have received it. It's called the peace of God. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not lack. I will not die young. Listen, when you hear stories, somebody dies, it can bring fear of death into you. But you go to God in prayer and overcome that thought, overcome that anxiety in the name of Jesus. Say, I will not die. Say to the Lord, Father, I thank you. I am not afraid of death. I'm not afraid of old age sickness. They say at this particular age, men start getting this kind of cancer. I said, that's not my portion in the name of Jesus. Why? Because I cast my worries upon you, my anxieties, everything that wants to trouble me. I cast them upon you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Father, we thank you because indeed you have heard us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord.